Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Petticoat Junction.
Well, isn't that good good music to come into? That little da-da-da. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It's Monday, September 29th, episode 1752. Glad you're back with us today. I hope you had a great weekend. It went fast.
How was your weekend, John?
Okay.
Yeah.
You spend half of it with Brian. What would you think? Well, you do spend half of it with Brian.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah. So
I miss one thing that you're at on the weekend, and that's the football game. That's the only one I'm not there for.
Yeah.
And I make up for it for Sunday lunch. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow.
I haven't seen him push himself away from the table and say, no, I'm not doing that yet.
Oh, I could go even further with that, but I won't. I'll just leave it right there. Hey, how long are y'all together on Sunday?
A few hours.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't care anything about you now. He's in that baby grandbaby now.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, that's the only reason he even goes to lunch with you, really.
Probably so.
Oh, and Megan.
He likes Megan more than me, for sure.
Yeah.
She got a text recently.
That didn't take very long either, Dalton.
No, it didn't.
I hate to tell you.
It didn't. She got a text recently for National Daughters Day. Like, oh, I'm so glad, you know, have you in the family. You know what I got for National Sons Day? Nothing. I didn't get a text. I doubt I even got a Facebook post.
I couldn't get my computer. I was going to put Samantha's picture in there, but I couldn't get it to work. And I just said, and you don't want to make a mistake.
Because
if you share Facebook, I mean, everybody knows it's terrible. Well, we've got 5 days until fall break. That's good news. It doesn't affect you or me, either one. Blackman at Stewart's Creek Thursday and Eagleville versus Moore County on Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. This weekend, Vanderbilt's at Alabama. Ooh. MTSU at 10-10. Oh, we're actually concerned. We're actually thinking that might be a good game, Vanderbilt, Alabama. MTSU and Tennessee are off, and the Titans are at Arizona.
Mm.
So anyway, you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. You need to go to YouTube and all these. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff we got on there.
Yeah. All of our... not this show, but all of our interview-based morning shows.
Every
are up
single
there.
Episode of Rutherford Issues.
That's true.
Is in there.
Oh, yeah. 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 And it's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, our show is there as a podcast. So if you want to listen to the podcast, you can on YouTube.
That's
just
good
not
for
video.
A long trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know why you want to listen to us on a long trip, but.
Well, you know, it's familiar faces. I mean, familiar names, voices.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you get homesick. Our song of the day. Oh, no. Wait a minute. We're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. That's right. Now open at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces of name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Now, our song of the day. Yes, sir?
I was going to say, me and Megan have changed our whole weekend schedule for America's Thrift.
That's what I heard. Is it a Sunday that you go?
Well, we moved our grocery shopping day to Saturday afternoon so that we can go thrifting on Sunday. And we'll make a little tri-stop. We'll stop at Goodwill on Church Street, Goodwill on Memorial, and then America's Thrift on the way home.
Wow. I bet you come home with at least one thing.
Usually.
Yeah.
A little piece of decor or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Okay, song of the day today. These are misunderstood lyrics. Okay? Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Born. Okay. It wouldn't play.
Misunderstood as a patriotic anthem celebrating America. But it's actually about the struggles of Vietnam War veterans and criticism of America's treatment of them.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily misunderstood lyrics, but just songs.
Yeah,
like
songs,
meanings of songs.
Misunderstood songs.
Yeah.
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 So
there's a new Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere, coming out.
Is it about him?
Yeah, later this month.
Who's going to play him? Timothy, what's his name?
No.
He plays everybody.
Jeremy Allen White.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. Yep. Know who you're talking about. We've got much more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Be careful driving out there this morning. It is a Monday. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87. Falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Sunday night NFL game at Dallas ended in a 40-40 tie against Green Bay after overtime. Dak Prescott with three touchdown passes, 319 yards through the air. Jordan Love had three TD passes, all to Romeo Doubs. Love with 337 yards through the air. Kansas City beat Baltimore 37-20, and Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson left with a hamstring injury. Victories for Chicago, Jacksonville, and the LA Rams, who got two touchdowns in the last 3.5 minutes to edge the Colts 27-20. Arkansas fired head coach Sam Pittman. Chase Elliott took the NASCAR race at Kansas. Europe's golfers held on to win the Ryder Cup 15-13 over the U.S. WNBA playoff wins for Indiana and Phoenix, which eliminated Minnesota in the semifinals. To baseball, the regular season ended with the Guardians clinching the AL Central. Blue Jays won the East. Reds get the final wild card spot.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew. I'm having trouble getting all my stuff sorted today.
You have a lot of stuff today.
It's a little out of whack.
You got a lot of stuff.
I guess I'm wacko. Anyway, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. Explore more at MTE.com. I ever go the electric route, I'm going hybrid. I like having some gas if I need it.
Go 500 miles on a single tank.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you one of those Ford Mavericks.
I know. Boy, they, you know, I looked at some of those. They really look small, though.
They are. They're small.
I don't know.
They're low to the ground, which would be nice for you.
No, low to the ground is worse. Higher up,
really?
Getting up is better.
You really struggled that one day you had to get in my truck.
Yeah, but your truck is...
It's too high.
It's high. Well, I mean, you made it a little extra high.
A little bit.
When I got in my old truck, it was fine, so... But
I lifted the front 3 inches.
I don't get to ride in my truck anymore. My son-in-law has it.
Yeah, he's always out.
I confess.
I thought you were going to say you lifted him up in your truck.
No.
I confessed to somebody the other night. I said, by accident, you know, I talk about Brett all the time on the radio, but I call him my son-in-law. I don't ever, you know.
Don't ever name him, except for now.
He took it. He took it well. He didn't get, you know, didn't get offended.
Brett Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Living at.
No, just kidding. And his phone number. Okay.
Anyway, email address.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Oh, I know. Kenneth Adams at Recover Key is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for helping with an urgent lock issue. They were quick, kind, and on time. Kenneth's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor so that you can nominate someone who's gone the extra mile.
Have you ever been over to the SRM Concrete plant?
I have not.
Oh,
you
man.
Guys went without me.
Man, it's sharp. Mm. Ooh, I wish you'd have gone. I think you could have helped.
I love concrete.
It was
helped
great.
Helped with what?
Huh?
Helped with what?
Just being comfortable and stuff because you're relaxed. Brian gets a little tense.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Starts walking fast, and so if I can't stay with him.
He starts bouncing.
Yeah, yeah. That knee starts going crazy.
He starts picking at his finger like this.
Starts giving us dirty looks like he is right now.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa.
You can go. It's your turn.
What am I supposed to do?
How do people get birthdays into us?
I don't know. Tell us.
Caller text your birthday 615-893-1450 or
text call 615-893-1450 WGNSradio.com/birthday. You can get them in to us as well, and you got until about 7:30 to do that here from WGNS.
We're still up.
Today is a day, John, I know that you sadly cannot celebrate because you don't do caffeine. Can't do caffeine, but it's National Coffee Day.
Well, I don't like you for saying that.
It's a big day for lots of people.
I asked my doctor about that. I'll have to tell you off air what he said. I said, can I drink caffeine? I'm taking medication. A friend of mine has it. He does. You know, anyway, won't tell you. 624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Dolly Parton is postponing a number of her Las Vegas shows due to health challenges. She announced in an Instagram post on Sunday, September 28th. She said she will be undergoing a few procedures and wants to give herself time to give the fans the show they deserve to see. The message was then followed by a list of revised tour dates, revealing that performances will be postponed to the fall of 2026. Parton also missed an engagement at Dollywood, her theme park in Tennessee, earlier this month on September 17th due to kidney stones. A science experiment at Gibbs High School led to a temporary lockdown on Friday. Jeff Bagwell with Rural Metro Fire said students were mixing gaseous chemicals for a science experiment to create rain inside the classroom using salt-based products. an unexpected reaction prompted the lockdown. Bagwell said that the students were properly conducting the experiment and the instructions were correct. Nothing hazardous was found after the minor incident.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Hendersonville is making major progress in its push to repave city roads. Over the past 2 years, the city has invested more than $13 million in road improvements, with about a dozen streets still on the list. Officials say the city hit the halfway mark for scheduled projects earlier this month. Chief Operating Officer Jesse Eckenroth says repaving has been a top priority, noting residents rely on these roads daily and smoother streets mean better commutes and safer driving. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, Dalton, you won't believe what's coming up next.
What's coming
right
up next?
Right after we have to do this little segment. Good Neighbor Events.
I don't believe it.
They're going to be here.
I don't believe it.
Rewind.
I definitely don't believe that.
It'll be here. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic.
I don't believe any of that. So
I don't know what we're going to do, but it's none of that.
You're an unbeliever. That's after the segment. This, you don't have anything to do with that except, no news.
No news.
No. So, his little voice comes in the mornings now all the time.
Even the days I'm not here.
You're kind of like the Al Vex of this show. You know what?
Uh-huh.
Don't Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working for his spot as on air more than anyone else at the radio station.
Just
good luck with that one.
Brian, it works if you pay more attention while we're talking. I mean, you're off in La La Land this morning. What's up?
You two are in a mood, so I'm trying to stay
I don't think I've done anything.
Where's my pen? Oh, jeez. I just lost it.
He won't like that one.
Well,
it'll have to do until I find it. All right, what are we doing here? Oh, yeah. We're talking about the 10 best movies of the decade.
This decade?
This decade.
So far?
Yes.
So 2020 to 2025.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Well, no.
2015 to 2025.
2015 to 2025.
Got it.
Number 10, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. You
haven't seen
that?
I like that it rhymes, though.
And this is from Entertainment Weekly, by the way. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, number 9.
It's pretty good.
Everybody
good
loved that movie.
It's a good one. The second one's good, too.
One of the movies they referred to that is... One day, I hope they have a black character to play Spider-Man.
Well, I thought I saw that
in a movie.
The character of Miles Morales is a comic book character that's been around since like 2010 or something, I think, and that's why he was created. So
here's one Brian may know: Portrait of a Lady on Fire, 2019.
Never seen it.
Okay, you're not going to know most of these, I would imagine. Moonlight.
Moonlight's good. I've seen it.
2016. That's a good movie. Let's see.
What's it about?
It's just like a movie about a guy. It's a very like slice of life kind of movie.
It was the one that was they missed up in the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they said it was La La Land. It was Moonlight.
Oh, chick flick then.
No. It's about a guy. It is about a guy. He navigating drug dealers, absentee parents, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Arrival, 2016.
Arrival is a very good movie.
Oh, that's by your favorite director.
Denis Villeneuve.
Uh-huh.
Amy Adams is in that. It's very good. You would like that one. It's kind of sci-fi-ish.
Mad Max, Fury Road, that's at number 5.
It has probably worked up at my list as my favorite movie of all time, is Mad Max, Fury Road.
Really?
I think I would go as far as to say that is my favorite movie of all time.
Who is in that?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Plays Max Rockatansky. And the whole movie is, it's a 2.5-hour car chase.
Charlize Theron's in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole movie is a car chase, beginning to end. That's it. It's awesome.
Hereditary, number 4.
I've seen Hereditary.
2018.
It's okay. I'm not a big horror guy.
I'm not either. After Sun, number 3.
I've not seen that
2022. It's a semi-autobiographical movie from Charlotte Wells. isn't one that I would look to rewatch often, the author says. Got a curry here. Where am I at? Number two, Oppenheimer.
Very good. A little boring, but very good.
Yeah. And number one's Parasite.
Yeah, I didn't like Parasite as much as everyone else did, but I don't love movies I got to watch subtitles for.
I guess that was a fairly decent list.
Well, where's Superman in that?
Well, that was...
Was that pre-Superman?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Parasite came out last year, so...
It probably went up to 2024. New decade started, I guess. Mm. But anyway. All right. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, here's what happened September 29th. The first pro baseball game is played in 1880. 1954, Star is Born, starring Judy Garland and James Mason, the first Star is Born. No, the second one, actually.
Older, and all because of the man.
There's like four
that got
of Star is Born.
And all of them have been pretty good,
Yeah, which is weird. They have been good. Barbra Streisand had one, and then the recent one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And then I'm trying to think of the first one, but Mitzi Gaynor, maybe?
And Elvis was supposed to be in one before he died.
Yeah, that was with Barbra Streisand. Mm. 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets released second single, Oh Boy.
Baby, in my heart, all of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that.
1960, My Three Sons, starring Fred McMurray, debuts on ABC.
My Three Sons.
Fred McMurray was a big movie star before he got on My Three Sons. Did a lot of Disney movies. And then finally, in 1969, Love American Style premieres on ABC.
Love American Style.
That was a 70s TV. That was, I love that show. Happy Days came from that. Love American Style. Yeah. And that's going to do it for Today in History, but there's more to come. Brandon Brooks standing by at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 29th.
Let me tell you a tale.
1962.
Of a bucking old bronc.
The ABC premiere of
The Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Show.
This date in 1963.
On Television City.
The CBS debut of
The Judy Garland Show.
It was canceled after just one season. September 29th, 1993. The nationwide release of
Where'd you get this?
A Bronx Tale.
$600 you've been saving?
Starring Robert De Niro.
Did you become a brain surgeon overnight, son?
And Chaz Palminteri.
Respect you, Lorenzo. You're a stand-up guy. We're from the same neighborhood. But don't ever talk to me like that again.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
He ain't your son. He's my son.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit Progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87, falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. Trying to clear up this wreck in Antioch. It's over to the side, and it's in the eastbound lanes of 24 near Harding Place. Of course, this time of the morning, the heaviest flow is over in the westbound lanes coming through Antioch in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. 24 westbound, passing Bell Road, Haywood Lane, starting a little bit heavier on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville right now. Westbound Vietnam Vets working your way towards I-65. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local.
let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great theater this weekend. The Mousetrap opens at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. It's an Agatha Christie murder mystery. Starts this weekend through October 11th at the Art Center of Cannon County. Oh, this weekend brings the International Food Festival to St. Luke Catholic Church. That's on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. This weekend. It's getting close to the end of the time you have to paint your bowl for Cookin' to Build. Cookin' to Build will be November 1st on the Murfreesboro Square. But part of that tradition is painting your bowl. Just drop by Color Me Mine anytime at your convenience now through October 15th. Don't let that slip away. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross and make an appointment that fits your schedule. And don't miss the Farmer's Market on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. Sitting down in the dining room with a group of people, we talk, we laugh. It just makes you feel good. Everyone is very warm and welcoming, and that is very nice.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7. Something new for you the next 3 days. Only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. But we're going to have a joke competition.
Between?
You and me.
Oh, okay.
And Dalton will decide the winner.
Okay.
Now, with the understanding, nobody gets mad.
And I'm not going to say, I'm not rating the jokes individually.
No.
I'm not going to say if I thought either of them were funny. Because okay. I might think both of them are bad, but I'm going to pick the best one.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You go first.
Me go first? What do they call a Spanish man who's been discharged from the hospital?
I don't know. What?
Manuel.
I don't get to judge because I'm in, you know. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for mine?
I'm ready. I've reset.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
I don't know. What?
Sophisticated.
Ooh, this is hard. Those are two, like, evenly placed jokes.
Equally bad, or?
I can't say, remember?
Said that. Oh, okay.
He smiled at both.
I did. I smiled at both. I am going to barely nudge that one to John, I think.
Well, it's not a competition. Don't get mad.
I think it is a competition.
No, not really. 641, because I'm not even near as good as he is. 641.
CBS News Brief. An investigation underway after officials say a local man drove his car through the front doors of a Latter-day Saints church near Flint, Michigan, opened fire, then set the place on fire, killing four people before he was killed by police. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Reuben Coleman.
The FBI is now leading the investigation and is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
Congressional leaders meet with President Trump today on avoiding a government shutdown. Republican Rand Paul tells Face the Nation he can't go along with either party.
I oppose the Republican plan because it adds debt. The Democrat plan would add $3 trillion in debt. So really, both plans are laden with deficit spending.
Oregon's filed suit against the Trump administration after the president ordered 200 National Guard troops into Portland. Mayor Keith Wilson.
President Trump has directed all necessary troops to Portland, Oregon. The number of necessary troops is zero in Portland and any other American city.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro continues to surge with new developments, and beginning next year, residents will have a new downtown destination, Smack Dab Brewing. Located at 401 West Lytle Street, the brewery will feature an outdoor patio and serve beer, wine, cider, and non-alcoholic options, marking the city's first brewery in the downtown core. The Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce also confirmed future openings, including ML Rose Restaurant, part of a larger wave of businesses planting roots in the city. Recent additions like Trader Joe's, Raising Cane's, and Whataburger have already made a splash, and Murfreesboro is preparing for even more high-profile arrivals. Construction is underway for a new Buc-ee's and Wawa's slated to open next year on Veterans Parkway. Longtime resident Lean Lean praised the city's leadership, saying, "We've added medical facilities, recreation, and industry. It's just a great place." In economic news, Rutherford County tied for the fourth lowest unemployment rate in Tennessee for August, coming in at just 3.0%, according to new data from the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development. It shares the spot with seven other counties and trails only Sevier County, Cheatham County, and Williamson counties. Statewide, the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.6%, while Perry County had the highest at 5.4%. The figures reflect positive momentum for the county's job market. Local American job centers continue to provide residents with resources like resume assistance, interview prep, and computer access for further support in the workforce development. As Murfreesboro and surrounding communities grow, so does the opportunity for employment and entrepreneurship. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, which is part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, hi, how are you? Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place, on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Governor Bill Lee says we could start to see National Guard troops and additional federal resources in Memphis as soon as today. 13 federal agencies are set to have boots on the ground in Memphis starting Monday under the Memphis Safe Task Force. Lee confirmed that he will not be issuing a state of emergency for Memphis and Shelby County as part of this operation. This means that the National Guard will not have power over state and local law enforcement. Leaders say troops will be easily identifiable in their standard uniforms and will not wear masks. This mission will not put armored tanks on the streets. Dolly Parton is postponing a number of her Las Vegas shows due to health challenges, she announced in an Instagram post on Sunday, September 28th. She said she will be undergoing a few procedures and wants to give herself time to give fans the show they deserve to see. The message was then followed by a list of revised tour dates, revealing that performances will be postponed to the fall of 2026. Parton also missed an engagement at Dollywood, her theme park in Tennessee, earlier this month on September 17th due to kidney stones.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
The former fire chief of the Rickman Volunteer Fire Department has been indicted for misusing over $86,000 in state grant money and more than $1,000 in fundraiser funds. Investigators say David Akers spent the money on personal items like vehicles, hunting gear, and college football tickets. He's since repaid the full amount with help from a family loan. Akers was indicted on September 22nd for theft and violating Tennessee's Computer Act. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning. And don't forget, we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57. We're going to check the forecast in about 5 minutes as well. It is now time to have our new segment. It's called Life with Brian. And this is where both of us come up with an incident that has happened with Brian Barrett.
We'll say within the last month.
Yeah, well, I can go back.
But, same.
I got 27 years to build
on. I got
on.
26.
Yeah, so you go back as far as you want to. But, yeah, we'll try to keep it, you know, as much as we can.
Let's see. Let's
this is
see.
Not approved.
You go first.
Okay. Like today. Oh, Just today. Okay? I come in with breakfast. Okay? Yeah, it's a pretty crappy breakfast. Uh-huh. You know, it's leftover from home last night. Mm. It's like a quesadilla.
A little breakfast quesadilla.
And so 10 minutes after I finish eating it.
If that.
If maybe not even that long, yeah. And he sees me eating it.
And you even say audibly, what a horrible breakfast.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And he comes in, 5 minutes maybe. He goes, hey, would you like a ham and cheese croissant from, where is it from?
Donut Palace.
Donut Palace. And I go, what? What? Hot, steaming ham and cheese croissants, and I'm eating a crummy quesadilla from last night.
I did not know that you were eating. I wasn't paying attention to what you were
doing. Exactly. There's my point with Life with Brian. You don't pay attention.
Well, I have things to do to get ready for the show.
So I remember
he
now.
He has to get his little bag of groceries back there that he's got.
His lunchbox was full today.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last Saturday, and it happened at the previous football game. The one, you weren't there, but Bill was there. Bill was telling the story. And I don't remember the details of the story. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Bill was telling it something about you hit the window or something.
Oh, there was a kid who grabbed the field mic.
Yeah, those are my favorite
those
stories.
Those are great.
They've happened more than once.
And he just kept going on.
So I'm gonna paint the audience a word picture of what I think happened, and you can let me know how accurate it was. So what I think is, a kid reached up and tapped on the mic at first. One of those, you know?
Yeah.
To which he probably was annoyed, but didn't say anything. And then I'm sure the kid picked up the mic and started talking into it.
Hello? Anybody there?
No.
To which he slams his fist onto the window of the press box.
Kadoom!
Opens it up and says, "Would y'all leave this alone?" And then sits back down. Is that pretty accurate?
No. Oh. I didn't open the window.
Oh, okay.
I banged on the window to get their attention. And then I said, "Cut it out."
He threatened them. "I'm going to kill you."
No, I just said, "Cut it out."
And that was Bill's first experience.
And that was Bill's first one.
Yeah. Because up to this time, Brian's just been kind of like a normal person. But then that happened. I think my reaction to that story, I remember him telling that now. My reaction to the story was, get used to it, kid.
And last, I guess 2 weeks ago, Rod was trying to help with the setup and reaching in the bag. And you just say, "No, Rod. No.
Don't
touch anything in the bag." No, no. Oh, man. Yeah, that's life with Brian, everybody. Time for some birthdays this morning.
To anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I really like that segment.
Yeah, we'll have to start writing stuff down.
Yeah. Did you like it, Brian?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, here goes celebrity birthdays for today. In 1904, Greer Garson, a British actress, she played Mrs. Miniver, was born. She died in 1996. 1931, Anita Ekberg, a Swedish actress, and Miss Sweden, born then on this date and died in 2014. 1935, Jerry Lee Lewis, American country singer, a whole lot of shaking going on, born in Faraday, Louisiana. Play it, Jerry. And in 1948, Bryant Gumbel, American sportscaster and TV host of The Today Show, born in New Orleans, Louisiana. His brother's passed away, hadn't he? Greg Gumbel, I believe he died.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think so, last year. 1971, Mackenzie Crook, British actor and comedian. He was in the Pirates of the Caribbean. 1988, Kevin Durant, American basketball forward, a two-time NBA Finals MVP in 2017 and 2018. With the Golden State Warriors, and he was born in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure who he's playing with this year. He seems like he gets traded every year. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Now here's some local birthdays. We got a bunch. We got a ton. You want to read yesterday's, Dalton?
Sure, I can do that. John Bowen celebrating yesterday, as well as Kimberly Mobley, Donald Dabney, Nick Corey, and Jennifer McCullough celebrating yesterday.
All right, and today's birthdays, Charles Lane, Jim Jones, Brock Patterson, Yvonne Moon, Rhonda Tenpenny, Stephen Crutchfield, Kathy Jones, Andy Jakes, Judith Broadbent, Barton Henley, and Condra Albright.
And now that's not the Jim Jones.
No, not the
different
Jim.
Different Jim Jones, yeah.
You can add to our birthday list simply by calling or texting 615-893-1450. And you got until about 7:30 to get those in. At 8 o'clock, we announce everyone that we just announced and those collected throughout the morning and give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Now, coming up, we're going to have the weather. And then at 6:57, the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. So stay tuned for that. All coming up here on News Radio WGNS. And by the way, those birthdays, we could use a few more. I mean, the more the merrier, and get everybody on the radio. It's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87. Falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume coming down I-40 right now out of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area as it gets heavier. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. It's loading up with more volume right on schedule, actually, on 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star Google reviews. These guys are the best. Call Stein Dental Care today. 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point, we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week, change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
When Dana Delaney speaks, one tends to listen.
This is a working ranch, not daycare.
Are you being serious?
I wouldn't mess with her. Dana's back for the new season of Tulsa King on Paramount Plus as Margaret Devereaux, Sylvester Stallone's on-again, off-again love interest.
She's kind of working behind the scenes for him now in the political arena.
She's keeping busy. I sat down with Dana. She told me this season's no different, as Margaret has her hands full.
Yes, and there's a new venture because Sly's now, Dwight, goes like this. Dwight is now getting into the liquor business, so that's a whole new world that's opening up.
All right, new episodes of Tulsa King are on Paramount Plus every Sunday. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and a happy Monday to everybody. Stay tuned, we'll have hour number two of the crew coming up here in just a few minutes. Kenneth Adams at Recover Key is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for helping with an urgent lock issue. They were quick, kind, and on time. And Kenneth Adams is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. This Good Neighbor Salute is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to support the neighbors who build up our community.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Same process for birthdays, 615-893-1450. Call or text them into that number, or WGNSradio.com/birthdays. We're giving away some banana pudding from Slick Pig, so get them in now.
Well, the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open at Middle Tennessee and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans, prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today at America's Thrift Store in Murfreesboro.
Stay tuned now for the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadly attack on a Michigan church.
Going to church, minding their own business, and you wouldn't think that that would happen here.
Oregon says no to federal troops.
I am so disappointed at the irresponsibility of our federal government.
And showdown over a shutdown.
Both sides are at a stalemate.
Good morning. I'm Cavie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup.
There was a search for answers this morning after an attack on a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. At least four people were killed and eight others wounded when an armed gunman drove a car into the crowded church yesterday and began shooting before setting the building on fire. The suspect's been identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, a Marine veteran of the Iraq War. CBS's Ian Lee is there with the latest.
The active shooter of the church.
What should have been a morning of peaceful prayer in Grand Blanc, Michigan, instead turned into a chaotic and terrifying situation when authorities say they believe a 40-year-old armed man attacked hundreds of parishioners.
He drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church.
According to the ATF, the shooter also appeared to have intentionally set fire to the church, possibly using an accelerant.
I need manpower up here ASAP. I have people trapped in the building.
Grand Blanc's police chief says within 30 seconds of receiving the first calls, officers arrived on scene.
They engaged in gunfire with that particular individual, neutralizing that suspect, and that suspect is no longer with us.
10 gunshot victims were taken to the hospital, where two died. Two other bodies were later found inside the church.
Paul Kirby was inside the church when it happened and went to investigate, coming just feet from the gunman. He told CBS Mornings he turned around and ran.
I opened up the door trying to find my family, and that was the scariest moment of my life. Not knowing my family was okay.
There was deadly flooding in Arizona over the weekend. 3 inches of rain fell east of Phoenix in the small city of Globe. At least two people were killed. Another person died in Scottsdale. Globe Mayor Al Gamero.
This is a devastating event for all our community, especially the families that lost some family members, but also the business people downtown that lost their livelihood.
It was the area's wettest day in 7 years. Armed federal agents were on the streets of Chicago over the weekend. And authorities in Oregon reacted angrily to President Trump's move to call up 200 National Guard troops for deployment in Portland. The governor says Trump is overstepping his authority.
There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security. And there is no need for military troops in our major city.
Oregon's Attorney General Dan Rayfield says the state is filing suit.
It is our intent to file a temporary restraining order, and that is something that will pause the action of the president and his subordinates.
Tennessee's governor says additional federal agents are expected in Memphis this week. President Trump will meet with lawmakers later today in an effort to avoid a government shutdown. The deadline is fast approaching, and neither side is showing any willingness to budge. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest.
It's a rare high-level sit-down between President Trump and the leaders from both parties, with thousands of government jobs on the line.
My hope is it'll be a serious negotiation.
What Democrats are pushing for is to extend enhanced Obamacare tax credits, which are set to expire at the end of this year. Republicans argue the subsidies are a separate matter that can be dealt with later.
Hopefully there'll be some steps taken that can address the concerns that Democrats have, but you can't do this by Tuesday.
If the government shuts down this week, non-essential services would cease and federal workers would be furloughed. Now, the White House is raising the stakes by threatening to lay off some of those workers.
Time on the roundup, 4 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication.
Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Palestinians are finding it increasingly hard to get food, even from soup kitchens in Gaza. The families of Israeli hostages, meanwhile, have addressed a letter to President Trump urging him to secure their release and end the war. Trump is meeting at the White House today with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Aaron David Miller of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
I think that Donald Trump would like to see the hostages freed and Hamas eliminated, but I don't think he's prepared, at least yet anyway, to bring any kind of pressure on the Israeli prime minister to end the war.
There was a deadly Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital over the weekend where the cleanup is still underway. Ukrainian President Zelensky today proposed a joint aerial defense shield for Europe to protect against Russian threats.
Russia is testing how far it can go. If Russia loses the ability to strike in the skies, it will be unable to continue the war.
NATO is growing increasingly concerned about Russian incursions in Europe and believes the Ukrainian experience will be valuable going forward. A new survey finds a lot of aspiring home buyers have given up their dream. Correspondent Michael Wallace has the story.
One in six tell Bankrate they've stopped trying to buy a home in the past 5 years.
They are tired and they are frustrated.
Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates blames high home prices and mortgage rates.
Both of those are hard to approach, and people feel like those are just out of reach, unaffordable.
Cates says there are some affordable homes, but they're not in desirable areas or they're old and need a lot of work. Cates says home affordability is at its worst level in decades. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dolly Parton is having to postpone some upcoming shows, as Matt Piper reports.
Dolly Parton says she's postponing her residency in Las Vegas over her health.
You come again.
On social media, the 79-year-old writes, "I am not going to be able to rehearse and put together the show that I want you to see and the show that you deserve to see." She says she has to undergo a few procedures and that December dates will be pushed back until fall next year.
Tengo el pecho pelado, me dio una mata.
Just a week after he wrapped up his record-breaking residency in Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny is headed to Super Bowl 60 in February, where he will headline the halftime show. Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Uma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Uma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business calm at Uma.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87, falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out here. It's starting to get a little bit heavier coming down through Madison right now with that traffic volume. 65 southbound here at OHB down to Briley Parkway, really building now. Westbound on Vietnam Vets at Conference Drive. All that traffic flowing through Hendersonville headed towards Davidson County out in the Mount Juliet area. That's gotten heavier with that volume right on schedule 40 west as you work your way past OHB. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sun's rising high over the Tennessee land, where John Brown and Dalton lend a helping hand. Got my coffee strong, ready for the ride with the Wake Up Crew. I'll take it all in stride. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John Brown and Dalton are here for you with the Wake Up Crew. It's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It is a Monday morning. It is September the 29th, episode 1752 of the Wake Up Crew. We are here to brighten up your day.
You know, we didn't play either of our Monday opens today on a Monday.
I know, I'm glad.
Sick of them.
I'm glad. I like that stuff like that.
He doesn't like the Monday opens, I don't think, because we did play them like every Monday.
For like 6 years.
Yeah. But I like that one.
Are we on year 9 yet? Or is this still year 8 of the Wake Up Crew?
Well, I thought it was year 7. Is it 8? Well,
it was 2018. So.
7. We're going to be on year 8.
In November.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're a month away from year 8.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Isn't that sad?
Gosh, it is so sad.
Almost a decade. Close to a decade of this show.
And the people that have been listening to us for that long.
Nobody's been listening for that
long. Yes, they have. I know of 4 people.
Well.
Right now.
That's the only 4.
Been here from the beginning?
From the start. I think there's 4 that have been here from the beginning, yeah.
I do think our show's gotten a lot better since 2018.
Well, we didn't know what we were doing.
There's a moment where, and I wish we could pinpoint the exact moment.
When did we figure out what we're doing?
I found my pen.
Oh, it was in your pocket.
It was in my pocket.
I wish we could pinpoint the exact moment, and it's just me and you, really, because he still cares. But there's a moment, where me and you just quit caring, and I think that's when the show got better.
It happened like overnight, too.
It was post-COVID. It may have been when we came back from COVID. Because we did all those shows from home.
We were kind of under the impression this might be a temporary gig.
Yeah.
And what gave you that impression?
And it was like 7 years later.
Well, it was supposed to be a temporary gig for me. I was only supposed to be on like once a week.
Yeah.
Or once every few weeks or whatever.
Yeah. You were just a little kid, though.
Yeah. I was 18 years old.
Yeah. So people tell me about the show, though. They say the biggest thing they like is perspective from 3 different generations.
Yeah, that is cool.
You know, me, then Brian, then you.
But, you know, I'm kind of... It might be time to just replace me with somebody younger.
No.
Find some other kids.
You're going to have to get a 4th guy to be the next generation.
Okay, yeah, we need somebody like 18.
Yeah. Somebody like that. You know anybody? Oh, no, you don't.
Do you know... Well, I mean, I know some 18-year-olds.
I do know some coming up 18. By next year, I'm going to have another person.
Mm.
And it's going to be a girl. It's going to be a woman. Yeah.
I think just replace me. That's what I think. I think 4 people's too many.
Are they going to know that this is like a non-paying gig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bubbly. She'll add so much to the show.
And I'll be replaced. I'll be out.
No, you won't be replaced. You'll be here.
Mm.
But 2 days a week, she'll be here without you.
Oh, okay. So my replacement for the days I'm not?
Yeah.
I've been saying that
I've been saying I'm 69 now.
Which, you know, that's been close to half the time we've been doing the show now. That I've been part-time on the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been like
close to... I gripe about it every Thursday.
Close to 4 years.
So
it'll be 4 years in February that I've been on part-time.
Hey, he's got to do his thing.
Yeah, but I love it. I love keeping him from doing it.
I know.
It goes back to that thing where I just don't care anymore.
Because he's got his little hand on the button. He's ready to go. Go ahead. We're done. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Fall break, 5 days away. Yeah. So we're counting down to fall break. We've got some football this week. Two games, as a matter of fact. Thursday, we're at Stewart's Creek as Blackman comes over to play. And then Friday, it's Eagle Bowl hosting Moore County. So big two-game week for us. Middle is off this week, along with Tennessee. The Titans are always off, but they're playing at Arizona. And Vanderbilt will travel to Alabama.
That was cold, dude.
You can you could call that Blackman Stewart's Creek game the Battle of Fire and Water.
Yeah, that's great. Creek, fire, yeah, blaze. Creek and blaze. Yeah. He's gonna have a name for every
game.
From
here on out. That's part of what I'm doing.
Fire and ice, or
well, they're not ice. It's a creek. You know.
Like what's Smyrna Laverne down the road battle?
Around the corner.
The battle around the corner. Oh, my little shop around. Yeah.
I'm glad he wasn't around when we were naming the, you know, Civil War battles.
That's basically how they named them. Oh, there's a river here. We'll call this one the Battle of Stones River.
There you go.
Let's see. Song of the day. Let me get that in. So this week we are doing misunderstood lyrics, and today happens to be Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
Misunderstood songs. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Because the lyrics are.
I've never paid any attention to the lyrics anyway.
Right. Because we did misunderstood lyrics a while back.
Yeah. Like, this is misunderstood song meanings.
Okay.
We went over that with you in the board meeting.
So well, that's not what was typed on the sheet that was sent to me.
Oh, but, oh wow.
I'll pull it up.
Oh.
People kind of take this song as like a patriotic anthem, but it's actually about the mistreatment of the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. So it's like a misunderstood.
That
which
is
I heard
correct.
That in the song. I've never, but he said, I just heard the word Viet Cong and I was like, oh, there it is.
There's a lady who has a big problem here with her brother. Okay. Hush. She's facing a dilemma.
Another episode of Life with Brian.
She's facing the dilemma after hearing the name her brother wants to give her son.
Oh, no.
The woman said her 29-year-old brother and his 27-year-old wife are expecting their first child, and he had inspiration, the dad-to-be, while smoking meat in the backyard of a name to name the first child. Can you guess the name?
Brisket.
That's right. He wants to name the child Brisket.
Awesome. I mean, don't do it, but that's awesome.
Would you name a son Brisket? You wouldn't be allowed to.
No, no. Well, and I'm actually the picky one. I'm not the picky one when it comes to names, but names have gotten weird.
Is Brisket weird?
Yes. I don't envy like school teachers and stuff now with the names and stuff that kids have. I mean, they're just, and they're hard to pronounce, and people want them to all be unique and whatever. And
spelled
so
differently.
Was,
spelled, you know, differently from what.
And Megan's a little bit like that. Not necessarily spelled different, but.
Bryan.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Sunday night NFL game at Dallas ended in a 40-40 tie against Green Bay after overtime. Dak Prescott with three touchdown passes, 319 yards through the air. Jordan Love had three TD passes, all to Romeo Doubs. Love with 337 yards through the air. Kansas City beat Baltimore 37-20, and Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson left with a hamstring injury. Victories for Chicago, Jacksonville, and the LA Rams, who got two touchdowns in the last 3.5 minutes. To edge the Colts 27-20. Arkansas fired head coach Sam Pittman. Chase Elliott took the NASCAR race at Kansas. Europe's golfers held on to win the Ryder Cup 15-13 over the U.S. WNBA playoff wins for Indiana and Phoenix, which eliminated Minnesota in the semifinals. To baseball, the regular season ended with the Guardians clinching the AL Central. Blue Jays won the East. Reds get the final wild card spot.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The Law Offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Every month of the year is wedding season. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have four different vendors that have bridal pieces. We probably have over 200 different engagement rings for you to look at with different stone shapes, white gold, yellow gold, platinum. So if you don't know what you're looking for in an engagement ring, come in here to Bell Jewelers and we have many options for you to look at. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Today we're talking about gut health. Before we get into that, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. That just doesn't sound like a real pleasant topic, gut health.
Well, gut health is more pleasant than just saying constipation or diarrhea, right? So gut health, you know, it sort of encompasses a lot of very unpleasant things, right? If you think about a gastroenterologist, like what they have to deal with all the time is a very interesting area of the body. But a lot of people have digestive issues, you know, and digestive issues can look like acid reflux or heartburn, which is an upper GI issue. It could look like constipation or diarrhea, which is a lower intestinal issue. Or there's all those problems in between, gas and bloating that can occur in that middle space, right? And so a lot of people at some point in time or the other or all the time really suffer from some type of a digestive problem. And that could be a structural issue. They may have a hiatal hernia. They may have IBS where there's, you know, spasms and things like that, or diverticulosis where they have those pockets and hope they don't get infected and become diverticulitis. So it could be structural kind of issues. It could be infectious kind of issues, like they have H. pylori and then they develop ulcers, right? Or gastritis type of issue. Sometimes people have enzyme deficiencies that prevent them from being able to digest certain foods like lactose or like fat, for instance, you know, gallbladder type of issue. So it's a lot. It's a big, big category that a lot of people can identify with whether they want to talk about it or not.
So what are we needing to start with? Let's say somebody's in their 40s and they're noticing they're having some of these problems. What should they start with? They're brand new on the block.
I'm always going to start somebody with their diet, right? Because again, if you're eating Totino's pizza rolls and ramen noodles all the time, then how can you expect your digestion to do anything but throw fits at you, right? So we want to, as much as possible, transition into a whole foods diet. Our body is just set up to eat that way, right? It's going to digest an apple better than it's going to digest the commercial version of that in Apple Jacks or whatever else, mm-hmm. right? So whole foods as much as possible. Now, sometimes I'll have people that come to me and they're like, I can't eat salad. Salad, you know, upsets my stomach. You know, I can't eat tomatoes, right? It aggravates my acid reflux. So the next thing after, you know, removing some things from the diet that maybe are harder to digest is going to be to look at exactly where do you need the support. So if you have more of that acid reflux, heartburn type of an issue where you're having, you know, that grief within an hour of eating, then you might benefit from apple cider vinegar in some way. That might be a liquid version, it might be a gummy version, it might be in a tablet form, but apple cider vinegar is by far and away has the highest success rate of anything else that I have seen for heartburn and acid reflux. Usually if you do in the liquid, you're going to start off with a smaller amount, like a half of a teaspoon, and work your way up until you find a dosage that works for you. For people that prefer to do a tablet, and I would usually start them out at 250 or 500 milligrams and sort of work their way up from there, again, until they find that sweet spot that works for them. Or you can try betaine hydrochloric acid, which is an alternative to that. So all of those can be ways. There's also products called digestive bitters that are you take, and it's designed to help your body secrete its own kind of enzymes. So those are all things that you do if you're having more upper kind of GI kind of issues. Let's say you're having more ulcers and that type of a problem. You would then probably benefit from aloe vera juice, which is very soothing. You're having a lot of stomach pain. Aloe vera juice is excellent and works almost immediately to help with that. Another product is DGL. It's a licorice product that you chew that helps us sort of with that stomach lining that may have eroded away because of ulcers, H. pylori, or overuse of a lot of your over-the-counter or even medications that are proton pump inhibitors or acid reducers, for instance. Don't always get, most of the time, don't get to the root of the problem. They sometimes even create a bigger problem. So those are some of the things that you do for sort of upper GI. So that lower GI type of issue, you might be looking at a digestive enzyme. So if your problem is more gas and bloating, then you're probably going to want a digestive enzyme that's going to help your body get the enzymes it needs to break some of those foods down. For some people, it's just specific foods. Maybe it's just beans or it's just dairy foods. For some people, it might be all foods, right? And so they make enzymes that are all-inclusive, and they make enzymes that are more specific if you have more issues with fat digestion or carbohydrate or bean digestion or dairy and that type of a thing, right? And then the last piece is going to be that lower GI, we're having more of that constipation and more diarrhea. That's where we're probably going to look at either a probiotic or a peppermint oil product.
Now, here's something that's really not often talked about. How often should you have a bowel movement?
So in a perfect world, one meal goes in and one meal goes out. So most people, that's going to look like two or three a day. Most people are not there, you know. I think at minimum, you want to be your bowels to be moving once a day, right? Your colon is often most active in the morning between the hours of like 5 and 7 in the morning. So ideally, having a bowel movement in the morning is going to be ideal for most people. If your bowels are moving less than that and you're eating every day, you are constipated. Right? I think the clinical definition of constipation maybe is once every 3 days. I think we're beyond constipation at that point, right? I see people all the time that their bowels move once a week or something like that. That is not healthy, right? If you don't eat, like you're fasting, of course your bowels are not going to move. There's no food to move along, right? In absence of that, your bowels need to be moving daily.
You need to head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center and let Kim Dunaway help you. Kim, where are you located?
We have two locations, so Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and Murfreesboro is 621 South Church.
That's Sunshine Nutrition Center.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times We looked at each other and we said, we made the right decision. We like everything about it. The Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on a Monday morning. It is September 29th on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And we've got some people celebrating birthdays yesterday, including John Bowen, Kimberly Mobley, Donald Dabney, Nick Corey, and Jennifer McCullough. John, how about today?
Well, today we've got Charles Lane, Jim Jones, Brock Patterson, Yvonne Moon, Rhonda Tenpenny, Stephen Crutchfield, Kathy Jones, Andy Jakes, Judith Broadbent, Barton Henley, and Condra Albright.
All right, those are the names we've got right now. If you've called or texted this morning, hey, we've got you covered. We'll announce those names coming up here in just a few. If you haven't, now's your deadline to get them in. Here to WGNS. The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. From unique statement pieces to brand name deals, up to 70% off retail. That's America's Thrift Stores, now open in the borough.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87, falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. Just to play it safe, give yourself a little bit of extra time out through the Antioch area. We've already had several accidents already on I-24 around Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, affecting some of that traffic flow that's trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch. Again, it's just heavy up through there at the moment. Coming past Walden Road, 65 South, still a little bit slow here at Trinity Lane. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Middle Tennessee State University Blue Raiders hit the road to Kennesaw, Georgia for a Conference USA face-off against the Kennesaw State Owls. Falling short 24-16 in a hard-fought matchup at Fifth Third Stadium, Murfreesboro's own Ja'Kale Middlebrook powered through with 109 rushing yards and two touchdowns, offering standout moments in an otherwise frustrating night for MTSU. Quarterback Nicholas Vatiano threw for 285 yards, but had one interception, while Kennesaw's Amari Odom delivered two touchdowns before exiting with a shoulder injury. The Blue Raiders, now 1-4, look ahead to their upcoming game at Johnny Floyd Stadium against Missouri State on October the 8th. It's a midweek showdown in the first of three Wednesday night games, with kickoff at 6:30 p.m. WGNS will have full coverage across Murfreesboro on FM 101.9 and AM 1450, and in Smyrna at 100.5, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com. Back at home, the shift to fall spotlights ongoing challenges tied to rapid growth across Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and beyond. Traffic congestion continues to top the list, with Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland confirming that 80% of the city's capital improvement funds are now devoted simply to transportation. Over 50 active road projects are underway to keep pace with the expanding population, which recently surpassed 373,000 countywide. County Mayor Joe Carr's Plan Rutherford initiative aims to balance that growth with land preservation. The plan proposes limiting rural developments and boosting lot size minimums to protect green spaces and avoid overdevelopment. While some hail it as a long overdue measure, critics worry it could restrict economic growth. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all.
illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, it's the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS, and time for another rousing edition of
Name That Tune.
Pardon? Yes, this is the first song.
Nice long intro.
Your day is long.
I know the song.
I've heard this singer a thousand times.
The night is yours alone.
Is that Phil Collins?
Wow.
Sure you would know. Is that
Phil Collins? I'm stumped.
I don't know.
This is R.E.M.
Oh, okay.
1992.
Makes
I'm
going to
say this, and you're going to be like, of course, it's Everybody Hurts. And
everybody hurts.
That's it.
Oh, wow. We missed that?
Name that tune.
Girls for everybody.
Surf
you,
City.
John.
Jan and Dean. 1964.
63, but you got almost a full sweep.
All
good
right.
Job, John.
Way to go.
Name that tune.
Jim Croce.
Once he starts singing, I'll know this. Oh, Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah. 1975?
73.
Nice.
Name that tune.
One more time.
Cher?
What?
Is that Cher's song?
It is not.
No. Okay. Sounded like her auto-tune song.
One more time.
This is Daft Punk.
One More Time?
One More Time from the year 2000.
I got the song, yay!
Name that tune.
I have no idea what this is. You might get this once it starts. Which is why I'm not saying it yet.
Is this Life is a Mystery song?
Sounds like 80s to me.
It is.
Okay.
Late 80s.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Phil Collins, maybe.
That is correct.
Ah. I got two of them.
Let's go with 87 as the year. I don't know the song. She calls out
to the this is Another Day in Paradise. Phil Collins, 1989.
Close.
Name that tune.
And this is another 80s song.
Every time I hear that, I think of Skyfall. Every time.
Everything I do it for you?
That could be.
Yes.
You know what the name of the song is?
No, wait a minute. It's not Everything I Do.
It's not it?
I don't think so.
You're on the right track. You have the right words, just wrong title.
Be Right Here Waiting For You.
Very close. You want to guess artist?
I'll guess 1987 again. I don't know. That's not Brian Adams, is it?
Sounds like a little bit like Brian's hand, but not as rough exactly. as I'm normally.
Yeah.
This is Richard Marx.
Oh,
1989,
man.
Right Here Waiting is the name of that song.
Right Here Waiting, yeah.
Name that tune.
No Role Models, J. Cole, 2014. That's a full sweep.
Wow.
Full sweep.
Wow.
Full sweep.
That's kind of recent.
Yeah.
One more.
Name that tune.
Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen, 1975.
84, but you got the you got the rest of it. Good job.
Definitely 80s for sure. And that's Name That Tune.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back to wrap things up here on The Wake Up Crew at 742. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open on MLK Junior Boulevard. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Kenneth Adams over at Recover Key, that is, our SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for helping with an urgent lock issue. They were quick, kind, and on time. Kenneth Adams receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. This Good Neighbor salute built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to support the neighbors who built our community. Want to say also that we've got 5 days until fall break, so it is rapidly approaching. So keep that in mind as well. Next week, all week, fall break. Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Drive EV program offers a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setup. You can find details at driveev.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Joke off. Here are the first 3 days of this week. I gave my joke, John gave his, and Dalton judged.
We're keeping a running tally through Wednesday of who is in the lead and who has the most. And, you know, I'm going to institute this now since I'm the judge. This was your idea, but Wednesday's joke competition will be worth 2 points.
Oh, in case I win tomorrow.
So if you win tomorrow, you could come back and tie it up. Actually, we might even... No, I can't make it worth 3 because that would be unfair. But we'll make it worth 2.
He might get lucky on 1.
That's true.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
so
if I
win tomorrow, the best you can do is tie me.
Sounds rigged already. Well, my joke was...
I don't think so. But if you win tomorrow, then you could still win, but I'm trying to make it a little more fair. And
yeah,
this is
I
what
think
I get.
So. I don't have a problem with the rules at all.
No, we're not going to do it then.
What do they call a Spanish man who's been discharged from the hospital?
I don't know what.
Manuel?
Replay.
What do you call a fish with a bow tie?
I don't know what.
Sophistication?
Replay.
Earlier, my rating was, I think those were very, very evenly balanced jokes.
I actually thought his was better the second time. Of course, I didn't remember my joke, so I think I missed it a little bit of
no,
it.
No, I mean, you still got it.
Yeah.
And I just barely gave you the nudge over there. The very similar jokes, too. Like,
tune in tomorrow.
Both kind of play on words and what do you call.
Yeah,
you know?
It was fine. It was the same similar style joke. Yeah. That's what made it kind of good.
Yeah.
I guess my delivery was a lot better.
I just think sophisticated sounds just a little bit funnier.
Yeah.
So what have we learned today?
We did the top 10 movies of the decade.
My favorite movie of all time made that list.
What was that again?
Mad Max Fury Road.
That's correct. Maybe was third.
That's correct.
Well, this is fourth. Probably.
Fourth.
Yeah.
What, 2020 or 2014 to 2024? That 10 years.
I think
span.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Parasite was the number one movie. A movie that I like, but I don't love because I don't like reading subtitles.
I have seen one of the movies in that top 10.
And you didn't like it?
I did not.
Which one did you see?
Mad Max.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
It was okay. It was just long. I didn't understand. It's like they were racing in the desert. Didn't make a lot of sense.
That's what they're doing. It's the post-apocalypse, man.
Yeah.
The world's over. There's no more gasoline. Or as they say in the movie, guzzling.
Yeah.
Those Mad Max movies are fun if you ever just want to watch a series. Those four, now five, they're so much fun.
Well, it's not a competition, but I won the first round of the dad joke. And then we played a great history game. I thought we really did pretty well on that.
We've really locked in on Name That Tune lately.
Yeah, it's been better.
Well, I hope you play along with us. That's the whole reason why we do it and to have fun here. But here is a tune. These are
fun.
Misunderstood song words.
Just songs. Misunderstood songs. Misunderstood meanings of songs.
Okay. We'll work on get a working title here going. Here's Bruce Springsteen. A lot of people think this is a patriotic anthem, but it's actually about the struggles of the Vietnam War veterans and America's criticism of that during that time. So that's our song of the day. See you back tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine and warm temperatures as we top out around 87, falling back to around 60 tonight with mostly clear skies. Sunny again on Tuesday and a high again in the upper 80s. A few clouds rolling through into Tuesday night as we dip back to around 61. Wednesday's forecast features lots of sunshine and a high around 86. I'm meteorologist